Number 31, curate and cultivate an intrinsic self-worth. Now, this comes to me from my good friend and colleague, Dr. Natasha Williams, who's a clinical psychologist and radical self-care expert. And what Dr. Natasha relates is one of the biggest things she sees in her practice is we put a lot of stock often into extrinsic, what we would call extrinsic things, to determine our self-worth. And that's things that what other people think of us. It's what kind of house we own. It's do we have a fancy car? Do we have a lot of money? And when she sees one of the things we can do in order to improve health, and maintain longevity in our lives is to really cultivate, and as she uses the word curate, an intrinsic self-worth. Now, what does that really mean? It's who you are authentically, internally, inside. So it's if we strip all this extrinsic stuff away, what still remains? What's the authentic you? Because often, as Dr. Natasha relates to me, she'll see people that are in a relationship and they're sort of defining themselves based on that relationship. And if the relationship ends, they've got nothing left. They fall apart. But that's because they're not curating and cultivating their own intrinsic self-worth on who they are. And often other people see it before we do. And then one of my other mentors, Dr. John D. Martini, will relate that your self-worth is often connected directly to your net worth. So when we think of self-worth and we think of bringing ourselves up in the world, it's what are we doing to invest in ourselves, to curate in ourselves, to work a little bit more on who we are rather than worrying about how we're defining ourselves by everything out here. Because in the end, if we lose all this stuff and all these material things, we're still going to end up having ourselves. And you'll hear about these you know, wealthy, successful people that lose everything and then they pick up and they just keep going. And one of the things we admire about some of those people is we go, wow, we admire their tenacity. We admire their ability to just stick to it, to not worry about what the critics are saying, to just kind of go. Those are examples of people that have a real hard intrinsic self-worth. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to get rid of all the extrinsic stuff and you need to go become a monk on a mountainside. But many of the other things we've talked about on here, such as meditate, such as setting goals, such as even just learning to breathe, these are things designed to help you cultivate that intrinsic self-worth. Taking care of your spine is taking care of yourself intrinsically, the internal environment, in order to make certain that when you step out into the world, you have as an authentic expression as possible. And so you're not going to be defined completely by everything that you have around you. It's more that you're always, no matter where you go, no matter the situation, you have this ability to adapt because you have this intrinsic self-worth mechanism. And that's going to allow you to have a little bit more worth on yourself, your time. You're going to learn to say no to things that aren't going to be really of value to you. When you do things to work on cultivating that intrinsic self-worth, it's looking at what are the pieces that I want to define me that I'm going to stand on, that I'm going to go out into the world. And if you look at, like, as when my wife and I do values workshops with people, when we do things like that, we're going to help people define what their life's demonstrating that they really value, because your intrinsic self-worth lies in those things. And it's looking around at your life and seeing what you do continuously that you love. And we'll get into that a little more when we talk about creating. And those are little pieces of that.